finish it today, I'm going to use my dress. It's not the dress. Yes, I'm going to use my glasses. I will never start it out.
What happened?
Therefore, so I think we're going to go to the side of the farm, fix it, you know, Moshe's wife, Zipporah, Shneva Ne'ayimah, and two children at home. The Gemara says, Yitro, he said like this, if you want to come out to see me because of me, come. You don't want me, so because of you, think of your wife. Not your wife, your children. The question is, what does it mean exactly? First of all, why did Christ tell you this? Why did Christ give that this speech? What does it mean that Moshe is not going to go out because of people? He's going to go out because of his wife and his children. What children? And to emphasize, Shnevania Imam. The children are together, united with Zipporah. Moshe Rabbeinu was not known to have heard that Moshe was outside, everybody went outside, greeted Yitro, it was from the side. And then Torah tells us, Torah jumped a few months. The Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, so called, to judge the nation. Yitro sees it, and Yitro asks him, what are you doing? He says, well, people come, excuse me. And arguments, he's a brahot, he can't handle it. And it will serve to hire people to help you, not one of the operation. So as Hashem, Moshe asked Hashem, and said, yeah, it was right. Moshe did, hired some people, stop in the store, go in the store. I don't care less. So gave him the advice, but he did follow, did not follow. Who is the Yitro that gives advice to Moshe Rabbeinu? Who are you? Every pattern of the son of Midian. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't know what Moshe Rabbeinu is yet. You don't know. But you can't tell Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. It's absurd. Don't tell Moshe Rabbeinu. You split the arms, you take the nation out of Egypt. Who are you? You just did Abu Dazara a few months ago, a year or 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it was. I'm talking, okay, now, Bachodesh Hashvishi, the attempt is to return Bami Balsina. In the third month, Am Yisrael is arriving at the scene of our city. I understand, you know, that the months are by numbers, no names. The name that we have, the Gemara says, came from Iran, from Babel. No name of any man. Climb beside in the third month. Okay, happen to me. Okay, maybe happen. Came to Mount Sinai and then Hashem said, ah, and he saw up in front of the Mount Sinai. And here Hashem is going to lead a speech. He's going to reveal himself. Speech, we don't know what. And where exactly what can happen. The Torah describes it in the Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu Zoker Am Yisrael, in Mamlechet Kohanim, Kol Kadosh, everybody knows you to be a Jew and you have to be a Kohen, Kol Torah Am Yisrael. Kol Torah Am Yisrael, I'm going to Mount Sinai, we need to make sure some limitation, you should not climb the mountain, you should not try to go to the mountain. And Moshe said, well, they want to see who, they want to hear, I said, okay, you know what? Tell them to stay a few days in our common. Here come the Torah and describe the scenery, what happened, smoke and fog, cloudy and rainy, and Israel is sleeping, and Moshe has to wake us up and bring us to the mountain. And finally, Baruch Hashem, as Hashem is going to speak to us, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem is the second commandment. Ten commandments, the Torah is beginning already, Gemara tells us, when we heard a Kadosh Baruch Hu's voice, we died, and the shofar or something else, angels came and woke us up, and brought us back to our Sinai, we left off. Even the shofar is such a nice scene. Like a threatening one, and instead of that, so we don't want to hear anymore. He tells us what to do, we don't want to hear. We will die again. Moshe was upset, and Hashem said, Moshe, okay, let's hope that a few of me, and Bezot Hashem, everything is good. Finish, see the result. For Purim, holiday of Purim is a very important holiday. As the Gemara says, major sin. That is a war in the future when Moshe will come and have the Amen.
Amen.
Then all the holidays are going to be cancelled. Maybe Hanukkah will stay, according to one opinion, but definitely Purim still. No Pesach, no Shavuot, no Sabbath, no Sukkot, no Rosh Hashanah, nothing. Purim stays. What's so great about food? Nothing great about food. Not only that, if you think about the biggest embarrassment, the Gemara explained to us, Rav Shimba Yochai is asking, what was the secret behind the fear of Muhammad? What is it? What happened? Kill them, sir. Not only kill them, destroy them. In Shamayim Hashem did agree. The Gemara says the Satan came to Hashem and told him, look, they went to the party, 18,500 went to the party of our field. He behaved over them, he's dancing and what not, the Gemara says. Then drunk, a pretty bad thing. And Hashem said to the Satan, you're right, give me a clay. The Gemara said, and then he had to wake up on something Yaakov. He told him, you know, don't go to Shamayim. He said, no, what happened? And then he told him, listen, Satan brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu a piece of clay, and Hashem said, forget about this guy. And they asked him, so what did they do? And Satan said, they went to the party. So they went to the party, I don't gave up on this. Then the Gemara said, the Anabi went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And told Moshe Rabbeinu the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what is it? What happened? He went to the party, and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov said, forget about the whole thing. He said, well, let's see if there's anybody else downstairs that can pray to Hashem and I'll pray to him. And maybe Hashem will build the Gezerah. But the Gezerah is not, you know, just not because you're a Jew. The Gezerah is because somebody is a Jew and the Gezerah about this. And he's being saved, making party. If they are Gomer, Mordogah, Makrochai, that you can celebrate survivor of something that would have happened to you because it's your fault. Likewise, for example, somebody robbed a bank and the police came and shot a person and put him in jail. 25 years he comes outside, the family is making a party. It's a bet. Oh, it's a party. Where were you for the last week? Jail. Act. Kill somebody. Kill an officer. So, wow, now you're making a party for it? It's a shame to be in a party. he said everything right.
That he's a criminal came out of jail?
If the guy was innocent, he went to jail. And he came outside and he made a party. You make a party if somebody served a jail term because he was very bad person. That's proven. What's good? I'm saying I don't give up on it. Forget about it. It's the worst thing in the world. It can happen. They forgot about it. I mean, you deserved it. Okay? Hashem had mercy, whatever it was, it was. At the end of the day, we were saved. Okay? So you have a party. Party for what? Party you're saved for what? For not behaving? Major sins. Rabbi Mordechai said, the students asked him, so what happened to the rest of the Jews? He said, okay, they also did something bad. Also, something about Netzah, about the statue. At the end of the day, we did something very, very bad. Nothing. Then Purim will say forever. Pesach, cancer. Shavuot, cancer. Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, everything. To God, cancer. Purim. Purim is not a holiday. It's not real. It's just a day to remember what happened. So whatever it is, the way we read the Megillah, we think, what happened, people cried and people sad and tarnit. Sounds like Megillah, death was said that. That's wrong. He didn't say this. If this would have saved us, Ram Tzadik Yaakov would have known. They would have known. It's impossible Ram Tzadik Yaakov would tell the Anabi, there's nothing to do. Nothing to do. Ram Tzadik Yaakov said, do Tani, do Tzekon, do Teshuvah. What do you mean? Teshuvah is a main thing. There must be some time to Rambam writes this from here. Sometimes Teshuvah will happen. In certain scenes, sometimes the Rambam writes, you can do whatever you want, it is the rise of the finish. The decree is here, you can't break it. Too late. And this guy, you know, bring a guy from the court, actually he killed an officer. An officer. He said, listen, I did Tani, you see, I wear a sack, I put it just on my head, I did the shuba, I sit on the floor, I cry, I lay on the Zohar, I do everything. And I said, okay, 40 years in jail. Is this a joke or something? Not a joke. Maybe they can do tshuva on certain things, or on certain things, you can do tshuva on this. Not really the tshuva, certain things. But you see a proof from there. How is it that Yaakov said it's not going to do? It's over. What is it all about? And you ask it in a different word. Not only that, all the Bible, we call it Tanakh, not really extensive, besides Torah and Sefer Yeshua. Maybe the Megillat Esther will stay forever. How? The Chatam Sofer is there. Somebody can go on. They like it. They found out Megillat Esther is stronger than the light you get when you come to the Knesset, you listen to the Torah. Imagine. Somebody else would say it, everybody will affect it. Comes and says certain things about it, say it's much more energetic than the Torah. It's a message thing. What does it mean exactly? How can it be such a thing? It's more light in the Torah than the Torah. It's a proof. Tomorrow says, Yahweh will come, you have to stay with the Torah. Will stay also, but all the Nevi'im will be expensive. It's something true and something else. The worst of the world is from the Zohar of Dar Yisrael, Yom Kippurim Bakurim. That's a Yenev Yom Kippur. And this is the expression of Shaman Yom. Almost like the Shaman itself. Very big, big, big boost. Yom Kippurim. The Mahal says the second best day of the year. Yom Kippurim says the Mishnah, Masad HaTani, the Mahal says. Comes the Ari, comes the Zohar, says, well, you know what it is? Yom Kippurim is something like Purim. It's not Purim like Yom Kippur. You don't know the energy of Yom Kippur? Purim. Purim? What happened? How can you say so? Purim was happening, it was made by Mordechai and Esther. Okay, the Gemara says, actually, I agree with them. Okay. But to say Yom Kippur is like Purim? Okay, what is it about? знаю, да се снима с него, а да му мери. I want to read you some things from the Torah. In Bayan Pasha Vaitan. Moshe repeats over here, all the time. The scene will happen in Pasha Vaitan. But it's different. Look at it. Shaman Ra, Rak Shaman. ונפשך מאוד ותשכח את הדברים אשר ראו אינכם you forget the things that you saw ויסור מלבבך כל ימי חייך and don't let it out of your heart all your life אתה מבניך ומבניך tell it to your children and the grandchildren what grandchildren are doing me tell your children okay God said, Hashem said, Moshe said, Hashem said, as we tell you, make sure that your children and your grandchildren, it's important. What I have to know, what I have to tell them? God said, Yom Shamat Efne Hashem Yukira Bechorev, the day that you stood up in front of Hashem on our Sinai. The more Hashem Elah Akilefam, Hashem told me, collect the nation. Vashmiim et Dvarai, I want to tell them my word. Asher, il medun ira oti kol erdi. You're going to learn how to be afraid of it. Tu chal adama, ve'et b'nehem yela medun. The purpose of our Sinai Moshe is there. Something Hashem does not tell us in this story. But if you want to know what happened on our Sinai, Hashem Moshe, I want to collect everything. And they should tell the children. I thought we came to our Sinai in order to clear Hashem. I know this is a special mitzvah, again, we're going to get that to it in a second, but Pesach is the same thing. Remember Parashat Bo at the beginning? Ulema tesaper bozne bincha uven bincha it's a shame to tell the mitzvah. Hashem wants you on Leila Seder, Pesach is coming. Pesach is coming. You should know Pesach is a tremendous connection to Torah. Likewise, the Torah says that Hashem wants us to tell our children what happened. And Torah said before, the grandchildren, same thing, Pesach comes, Kadash Pesach, will you tell your child and your grandchild. Torah said, what my grandchild is doing? I tell my child, he'll tell his grandson. He says, no, you can tell your son and your grandson. Come to Gemara, here you should know. He said, Hashem wants you to remember and to tell it to children and grandchildren. What is it? Reading about the Hebrew, remember what you read on Tisha B'Av, the paragraph, the next paragraph, in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, says, the Libanim of Libanim, also, you give birth children and grandchildren. And the Libanim of Israel, the Ishmael, the Ashtem, Peset, Matol, the Yom Kedra, she warns us, so happy again, children and grandchildren. What was doing that? Comes the Gemara tells us. Gemara tells us, look. You know, it's a special mitzvah. The first mitzvah we have is to get married to have children, two of them. You don't want to tell a child. It's one of them, Shulchan Aruch. Somebody got to get married, got to get married. They got children. Son, daughter, to fill the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem has mitzvah, complete. Now the grandchildren get married, the children get married, no children. They have no children. Did you fulfill the mitzvah?
That's true.
Wrong opinion?
No.
You know? I got children. I have even 15 children.
Do you have grandchildren, sir?
No. I don't know what happened.
You don't have, simply not give my children children.
But I got 15 children. Did you fulfill the first mitzvah to have children? Answer is, one opinion says, no. In order for you to fulfill the mitzvah to have children, you have to make sure your child should get married and have children.
That's the Gemara.
Mishnah, the Gemara says the father is obligation, the asir, no. You have responsibility to marry your child. It's your responsibility. It's not the child's responsibility. He has to go to the law. It's a father obligation. So why? Not just because you have to marry your son, it's because you want your son to have children. He must have grandchildren.
What's it all about? What's it all about?
By the way, every day is Tfilah, one yesterday. On Mashiach, 100%. Mashiach will come and say Tfilah. The Goel, the Ibnevnehem.
What?
Mashiach will come for grandchildren?
Sorry, what am I saying?
Mashiach didn't come, and never Mashiach will say Mashiach. We emphasize in Tfilah. Or maybe Goel, Ibnevnehem, Mashiach. Mashiach will come because grandchildren. There you go. Chariq. Highest part of Chariq. It's up to Shmones. We told the Shmones, let's go out soon. Biggest thing after that is the Hanun, if you're not new. Then you say, what is your? What is it? Baruch Tzion Goel, Shem Chacham, Shafir Shav Yaakov, Shuv, Shafir Shav Yaakov, Vani Zod Briti, Sentences in Yishayahu,
I believe checked
Vani, say it every day, Vani Zod Briti, Otav Amar,
it's a fit,
Vash Sambi Yivicha, my words are put in your mouth, so. The Yamushu should not go away. Yipicha, Nima. Bizaracha, Mitchell. The Zerazaracha, also can show.
What happened now?
Again, Zerazaracha. What is this Greek thing? Shlomo HaMelech says, Kohele, Bima Shnaim Yanachat, better through the wine, it's a secret of the king. Kuta Mishulash, Lobby Mirain, you take it. The concept in the Gemara, the number three, is a very strong connection, like a group. Who does it? Sima, what is it? Here was a problem you just read in the Torah. Hashem told Moshe, don't tell him this. I only deliver a speech. You should remember the speech of the one to tell you. Is an order for them that family vanecha levanecha. Your responsibility is not just your children to go to yeshiva, your grandchildren as well. Because that, with the Ma'ar says, makes the connection to Hashem very strong. And this is some kind of guarantee the Gemara says. And after a few generations, follow exactly what Hashem wants, it's going to be for every generation, forever. And it comes to Gemara, Masech HaMetzia, Rav Yosef said, my grandchild went to Yeshiva, and learned well in Yeshiva, I was so happy, your mushu should not be away, mipicha from your mouth, daracha, your children, there daracha, third generation, a guarantee. What is it going to do? You want to tell you what it is? Yom Shemata Lefni Hashem Elokei Chavet Kol. What you read? Hashem said, you want to know something? The reason why Hashem wants you to get married is to have children and grandchildren. Again, my opinion is if you don't have grandchildren, it's not solid. You did not fulfill the mitzvah 100%. because the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when the three generations, one after the other, keeping the Torah and obey the mitzvot. Then you connect yourself to Hashem. Which Hashem can you present? Which one? If you learn with your grandchild Torah, what you do well, it is like you standing on a house. What happened on Sinai? Hashem did not want Hashem to keep the Torah. It's a mistake, the whole thing is a mistake. Hashem wants the only one. You should have easy good luck. Are you going to have it? Seven of the night, Hashem will say what he has to say. And you're going to come home, you're going to learn with your children and grandchildren. Means then you're going to be glued, connected to a couple, nothing better. That's the secret. So, to get my heart to know, Hashem waves all the gezerot. People had blemish from coming out of Egypt, missing hands, feet, nose. Now everything grew back. Everybody was here. People were mute, were able to speak, people were deaf, were able to hear, people, everything, perfect. What happened? Nothing happened. The purpose here is you should be connected to Hashem. As far as you are concerned, it's not just you learn Torah. You are mushu mitbicham, mitbizaracham, mitbizaracham, and it's good. It's a Torah, and it's hard. Of course, now Parashah is not said, and then you have to know Torah. Torah is like a passage. You read Parashah with Hanan and Moshe repeats, Moshe tells you, so listen, you didn't get it. Dante with Akneset, you didn't hear, so listen, you didn't hear it. Let me tell you how it starts. Yitro, one day, he wakes up. I said, listen, I have to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. I go to Moshe Rabbeinu. I have to bring Moshe Rabbeinu to this Hashem. So what do you do, Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem put me in his head. He tells Yitro, I'm here with your wife and her children. Open up the gate. Get out of the cloud. Here's your children. Here, what are you trying to tell you? I'm telling you, the most important thing for you is your children and your grandchildren, because that means that you are glued to Hashem. And that theory that Yitro had it, that when he to tell Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, it gives him advice. And here Hashem put it in the Torah just before Mamad Har Sinai. The story about Yitro. Yitro came after Har Sinai, after Hashem. And who cares if he came before us? I don't want to know. I don't know, actually. Yitro is the role model that he resented. The idea that you have to teach your children Torah, which Nantam Levanecha, and Lot Havidim for other people as well, because it gives you a connection to Har Sinai, not because Hashem wants to learn Torah. Hashem doesn't care less, you don't want to learn Shas, don't learn. Don't do it. It's a privilege. Hashem said, I have a present. Hashem said, what's a present? Torah, not a present. Torah for me is a restriction. Don't do. And do. I want to be like an animal, whatever I want. Yeah. But you're going to be alive. And of course, if it was not a sin, nobody would have done. If not have done the golden calf, nobody would have done. Because this was Har Sinai. Har Sinai was placed that same cleansers and cleansers. From Tumah Vodam Arishon, says the Gemara, Paskatu Matan, Paskazo Matan, now you clear, never get it back. You reach the stage of Adam Arishon before 18 years. And that's the whole secret of Har Sinai. And as the Torah tells you, Hashem will speak to you. Hashem says, Moshe, I'm going to speak to them because I want them to appeal to me, and I want them to teach the grandchildren, because that's the connection. And that's what we say to you now. If you go and live near them, Hashem is going to come with you and your children and your grandchildren holding the string strong. You have to force inside your head. It's not me, it's me and my children, my grandchildren. And their children, also the grandchildren. It means this is the connection. That's what you're talking about. Who says it? Rabbi Yishayahu. Vayetzi Tzion Goel. Mashiach is coming. Ani zot briti. Here is the Torah. Yemushu v'picha. Torah should stay in your mouth. Epi zaracha. The mouth of your children. Zera zaracha. Your grandchildren.
So that is really the secret of the mitzvah of poor women to get married to have children. You don't get married because you want to get married. You don't get married because you want to have grandchildren. Not children. Children is also good, of course. But it's not, the connection is number three. That's why Chodesh HaShlishi and the Gemara has a list and the Rishonim have a list. Number three is very strong connection. The Torah runs by number three. Today I have my Aaron, Miriam, Moshe, and the Israel. There's a list of three. So what is number three? Three means the connection. Strong connection. And that will happen. There's a whole scenery of Har Sinai or something else. It's not the way. It's something else. So of course it will happen, Hashem said it. But we didn't have that now hand. We didn't have it. Have this now, right? This is the whole thing. Hashem is going to force it on us. It's going to make dark. It's going to make a fog outside. It's going to make cloudy outside. Hashem is going to scream at us. We're going to die because we did not have this now. And let's come here. And this is really 2 p.m. In the last thing, the Shema, but we didn't take responsibility for our children. We did say the Gemara, we did, but we didn't mean it. And actually, the Gemara says, when we told Hashem, we want to see Hashem, Hashem said, okay, you want to see me? Okay, I'm going to give you the Torah. Okay, we get the Torah. The Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't mean it. Can you ask them to give me a guarantor, a guarantee? And the Gemara says, I'm supposed to give Moshe, yeah, of course, we can be ready to sign, that's not guarantee. He says, Mas says that drives them to say, our children are the God. Means understood. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have is you have children and you put the children in Yeshiva and you learn Torah, and then that drives you closer to Hashem with the children. When you mention it, then better. That's really the secret of Shema Fool. It's not the time, nothing helps us. Not the Tani, not the good sack and the ashes. It's good. We showed the Kadosh, we showed Kadosh Baruch Hu, we saw him at the party. One help. One thing that comes in, it's too late. Can you tshuva, it's too late. What can save you? So what can save you? What is this thing? You learn Torah, to the Gemara, you go back to Har Sinai. Back to Har Sinai, it means you go back all the way to Adam and Rishon before 83. It means you have a survival. You have a survival. So the Gemara tell you what happened. You read the Megillah, it's missing. You don't know. What's that tell you what happened? This is why every time it says Hamelech means Hashem. The Gemara says Hashem couldn't fall asleep in the mess. The Gemara says, what happened? And the Gemara says, well, I'm coming now to Achashverosh in a few minutes. They asked to hang a Mordechai. 2 o'clock in the morning, Haman is in the yard. And the Megillah will tell you, Haman came, and Achashverosh is came, in 5 minutes, all things changed. Haman is going to go, he's going to put Mordechai on the horse. And the Gemara is over, in 5 minutes, the Gemara is over. The next day, Haman is on the tree, hungry. What's to be hungry? What's the secret? What's happened? I said, Hashem so-called couldn't fall asleep. I said, why couldn't fall asleep? What does it mean? The Gemara says, Mordechai made, it's called Yeshivat Mordechai. Made Yeshiva. Collected 22,000 children and learned Torah of them. And Hashem couldn't fall asleep from the Torah of the children. And of course, from the Torah of the children. And Hashem so-called asked angels, what's going on downstairs? Demonstration. And he said, no, Mordechai is learning with the boy's Torah. 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning? He's supposed to go to sleep. What happened? Mordechai learned with him. At that moment, Haman came to Achashverosh's palace to hang Mordechai on the tree. And Achashverosh is already furious. He had a dream of a sudden. In 5 minutes, he said, Haman.
Well, they put Mordechai on the horse. Isn't that right?
So you say to Gemara, tell you what happened. Say Gemara, Haman and Rabbi the Sinai, Mordechai teaches his children. Haman asked Mordechai, Shalom Aleichem, and Haman said, yeah. Gemara says, Mordechai was afraid that Haman is coming to kill him. That's easy now. Haman said, I'm here to dress you with the king's clothing, to put you on the horse, take you around in Shushan, to give you respect. By the way, Mordechai, what are you doing here now in 2 o'clock in the morning with the children? So Mordechai said, I'm teaching them Torah. So Haman said, teaching Torah? You say Tehillim? No. What do you do? Torah. So what do you learn? Learn about Beit HaMikdash, about Omer, about Omer. Oh no, Mordechai. Haman said, what? That's it, you? Now I know what happened. I couldn't tell you how till now. I went to the palace, and I wanted to ask Ahasuerus to hang you on the tree that I made. Then all of a sudden, Ahasuerus said to me, go to Mordechai. What Mordechai? What Mordechai to you? I'm vice president. I'm the president of Iran. What happened? That's what Moshe told Eliyahu HaNavi. Moshe is called Zechut Torat Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says Moshe gave his life for the Torah. The Torah is called the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says Mordechai was the same thing. Mordechai, as you said, is a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says the power of Mordechai, power of Moshe is one power. It's not the power. It's the power of teaching Torah. Mordechai was this. Mordechai, in this crucial moment, took 23,000 children and said, let's open Yeshiva. That's going to break it. That's what Abraham and Yaakov did not get it. Moshe, who's called Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Purim is all about. Purim is all about, the Gemara says, the Am Yisrael saw it, they said to Moshe, you know what? It's Mordechai. Mordechai, now we understand. Now we accept the Torah with no condition. And we did not want to accept it from our Sinai. Let's just say that we were so furious. Because the only sin of the Mishma, whatever, you know, it's okay. The only Akut Yosef, the only Mishma, what? Chanaru? Nah, that's too hard for us. We don't know. We are modern. We don't need all these books. Show me the Torah. It's in the Torah, I believe. On poems, Mordechai showed them Israel. And you know, once King Yaakov did not so-called think that Hashem can cancel the decree. Moshe did it. Mordechai did it. Because the Torah takes you back to us. The Torah takes you back to Yish. The decree is over. As I said, this is my last statement. Yad Bemen Amen. You know, all the holidays have been cancelled. Only Purim. Only Purim. What Purim? Because Purim is Yish. Yom Kippurim? Kippurim! What do you mean Purim? Yom Kippur, Hashem is going to make you sins like Purim. Purim is a big kapara for you. If you connect yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you accept the Torah, and you have in mind three generations. The three generations is the connection. Akuta Meshula, Sishloma, Melech, and Torah, etc. Triangle, Rabbim Reiner says, you cannot break it. It's a very tight connection for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the secret of Purim, the secret of the Megillah. Because the Megillah is considered as the middle strand. Because as the Messiah wrote the Megillah, they wrote it because we didn't accept the whole Torah, the whole Allah, the whole things, the whole Gemara, Mishnayot, we accepted it because we understood we got to be glued to Hashem, not to be glued. Gita Bema Malala, she told Yeshua, listen, we got to learn, we got to learn, we got to learn. Gemara says, and Rabbi says, Yeshua B'Yerucho, Yeshua was B'Yerucho, an angel comes. As a person, he has a sword. He says, yeah. Said, what happened? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what happened. So you start. Then you start. It's a war zone. It's a war zone. He can't live without studying or understanding the connection of the Torah. He can't live the Gemara for a second. You leave it out, it means you disconnect yourself from the outside. Disconnect. You have to be connected all the time. This is the little fool. You have to be connected. Come out of Egypt in order for you to go to our Sinai. Not because Hashem wants you to get a Torah. Because this is your life. You have kind of coming without it, you're dead. And the Torah says, three generations means the connection is solid, and then you shall come up.